from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping a report this hour. As the academic year winds down for New Jersey high school seniors, many are participating in the game known as Senior Assassin. In the game, participants stalk their target while carrying water guns. But in some cases, those hunts could become all too real, says Lakewood Police Resource Officer Michael Livingston in a message to students.
Carrying water guns, sneaking around neighborhoods, or approaching homes late at night can easily be mistaken for suspicious or criminal behavior, putting you and others in potential dangerous situations.
Police around the state advise those planning to use brightly colored water guns, don't trespass on other people's property, and do not run if approached by an officer. And starting this month, some Social Security recipients will need to contact their Social Security Administration to verify their identity to get the checks. This only applies to recipients who are changing their direct deposit information or are applying for benefits. If you are not changing your direct deposit info or are not a new applicant, then you do not need to contact Social Security to continue receiving benefits. And Governor Murphy is urging the federal government to investigate the rise in regional utility costs.
Governor Phil Murphy says the federal government should look into whether market manipulation caused higher energy prices that are now set to take effect this summer. PJM Interconnection serves more than 65 million people across more than a dozen states. And the company holds an annual auction to secure enough energy from generators. Costs after last year's auction totaled nearly $15 billion, compared to just over $2 billion in 2023. Murphy's calling for transformative solutions, adding it's unacceptable that the average customer's electric bill could increase by at least $20 a month. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Guaranteed Service Business reports some 25,000 packages of baby food are being recalled because of possible lead contamination. Florida-based Fruselva made the product under a Target brand. The recall affects 4-ounce containers of Target's Good and Gather baby peas, zucchini, and kale and thyme vegetable puree. The packages have a best buy date of December 7th and December 9th. Wall Street was closed today due to Good Friday. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And is warm weather here to stay? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Breezy and nice out there through the evening. A mild night for April tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy. We're down in the middle and upper 50s. Then for tomorrow, a taste of summer. Intervals of clouds and sunshine. Very warm and breezy. Highs into the low and mid-80s. There could be a shower or two that crosses the area late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Partly cloudy, breezy later tomorrow night, down into the mid-50s. And not as warm for Easter Sunday, but still pretty comfortable. Intervals of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Then partly sunny for Monday. Highs in the upper 50s and low 60s, so a little bit cooler still. But then we'll warm back up on Tuesday. Highs back into the mid-70s with some sunshine. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
Middletown 63, Clark 68, Atlantic City 56. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather's brought to you by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. Offering year-round entertainment at an amazing value. Broadway musicals, comedies, live music, and more. Easily accessible 3 miles west of Clinton, New Jersey, off I-78. For a complete list of upcoming shows, visit hhplayhouse.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.